Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Warren, Molly Page, Ken Kessler.
Well, that's good, huh? I like the way that ends on the up, the high.
It sounded like Oprah.
Ken Kessler!
A new car!
What a new car.
Awesome.
There are people who are interested in life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Isn't that really what we all want? Doesn't make a difference whether you're older or younger, whether you're rich or poor, whether you are a man or a woman. You want to be happy. And that requires that you understand what's going on in your life. I'm going to introduce you to somebody in a few minutes who has started something called the School for Men. I'm wondering if the women here will want to know if there's a school for women. When you find out what it's about, then you can ask the question. All right, ladies? So we'll do, I guess part of me and where I am and what I think about in my life, you hear me, I don't hide much from the audience. I think that's part of being authentic, is the people who listen to me every day and listen to us every day and have for years, they pretty much know who I am. And so when this survey came out about American workers, 82% of whom say they expect to keep working well past the age of 65 or maybe not retire at all, I thought of me and the other people who are like me. Well, then I found out there aren't a lot of people like me. That's good or bad. I don't ever expect to retire. I don't think that there's any value to it. That's just my way of looking at it. So I wasn't surprised to see this across all ages. This survey went from the millennials to the people who are baby boomers. Many workers are concerned they'll be unable to save enough to last, so they figure they have to keep producing, keep working, because they'll outlive their investments, outlive their savings. That's the top concern for 44% of the respondents to this survey. One-third of all workers believe their standard of living will diminish once they stop working, and they don't want to have that happen, so they don't want to stop working. I understand that completely. That's not the reason for me. Well, it might be to a point, but I don't work to make money. I don't. That's been clear to many of the people who've been around me through my life. I've made a lot of money, and I've spent a lot of money or lost money three or four times in my life. It's just the way my cycle has been. Because now I don't work for that. I work for other things. There's a tremendous amount of satisfaction. And I'm just kind of realizing it now. And I'm going to talk to Mike Rostowski, who is the fellow who runs the School for Men, in a minute about that. But in general, this survey suggests something that pretty much all of us know. We have parents, or maybe you're there at that age. But I don't think my reason for wanting to keep going is because I really feel like I'm effective. I feel like I want to do this. It's not like I need to, but maybe I do need to. Maybe more for me than for you. But the survey is very, very telling, I thought. And whether Richie, you think about it this way, I guess all of Jennifer, you're the youngest person here. You see your father working. He's my age. We are colleagues and friends, and I wouldn't expect him to stop.
No, you will not stop.
No, I don't. And I don't think he. I think
he would like to. He says he thinks he'd like to stop and just do well. He'd like to go on an abbreviated schedule and continue hosting the show that he hosts and travel around a little.
Yeah, I think that's what we all want to do.
Well, I'm going to do that. Sure. I will do that later this year. I'm going to start doing more of that. I am, just because that's what I find to be important at this point in my life. But there still is this great, the residual feeling you get from from accomplishing stuff. But that's just me and my personality. Richie, you get to that age, what are you going
to
feel?
I will feel the need to still do something always.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like Jennifer's dad, on an abbreviated schedule, I might want to take 2 months a year off.
Mm.
I may only want to work, 4 or 5 hours a day, 3 hours a day.
Kind of like what you do now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You just cut it down a couple hours.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot different than what I do. My wife owns a condo on the beach in Colombia. I'd like to go spend 3 months there in the winter and just do stuff like that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The thing that I hate to say, my mom is actually retiring this year. She keeps, when I call her every morning and she goes, 23 days left, 22 days left. No, it's because, she's doing it at an age where she's still young enough to have a new chapter in her life. So what I hate to see is people that work, and that's all they do. Their whole life is just about working. And then the minute they quit, they die or they just melt away or wither away. It excites me when someone like my mom, who was a teacher for 30 years, says, okay, I'm done with teaching. I've done it for 30 years. I got this. I know how to do it. I've impacted people's life. Now it's time for me to focus on some other stuff. Maybe I'm going to write a book. Maybe I'm going to travel. Maybe I'm going to go into tutoring, all these different things. So I think retiring doesn't necessarily have to mean it
just
to everybody.
Right.
It means it could be a new. I like to see when people retire, and I'm putting that in air quotes, but you can't see me doing that, when they're still young enough to start a new chapter and discover something new or a new passion. That's exciting.
Funny. I watched my aunt and uncle, and they retired and moved to closer to the beach here in the mid-Atlantic, and they have all new things going on in life. My aunt learned how to paint, and she's a member of these clubs, and my uncle plays golf 3-4 times a week, and all of his buddies, and it's like a whole new part of their life, and they're learning new things about themselves, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah. All right. So, with that in mind, let's talk about men as they are and as they age. That'll be one of the things. We're going to spend some time this hour with a focus on men and how they relate to each other, how they relate to women, how husbands relate to wives. Mike Krestowski is the founder of the School for Men. We'll meet him in a minute here on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-203-3186. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-203-3186. That's 1-800-203-3186. Again, 1-800-203-3186.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny will pay note, but I want Molly and Jennifer also to take note of the conversation with Mike Krustowski, who is the founder of the School for Men. This is a fascinating, and I was saying this a few minutes ago, Mike, whether you were listening or not. We don't know each other too well yet, but we're getting to know each other. I found this is an experiment for me, frankly. As I say, there's not much about what goes on in my life the audience doesn't find out about in one way or another. And because I think the best way of encapsulating it is that I have issues. Richie is happy to say, yeah,
he's got issues.
Yeah. Well, we all do you see how we remain quiet?
Yes, yeah, it's wonderful, Jennifer. Thank you.
No problem.
I do have issues, and I have been searching around for a way to learn about what it is that I can do to deal with my issues. And I discovered the School for Men. And I guess maybe the name even is what got me, Mike, as much as anything else. How did you come by the urge to create this? What was going on with you?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, Doug. And second of all, thanks for admitting that you have issues, because I have issues too. and I think that's one of the biggest problems is, especially for men, is that there's these societal myths that really kind of keep us playing small and sort of have us trapped in the man box. And, you know, some of these myths are myths like real men don't ask for help, or big boys don't cry, or, you know, it's like I'm not good enough for that. Just these little sort of insidious myths that you know oftentimes keep a man from developing, you know, deeper connections with women or deeper connections with other men. My super short story is that I was working a corporate job in human resources. I was on the traditional path my entire life. You know, went to college, worked for 5 years, got my MBA, working this corporate HR job. And my mom passed away unexpectedly when I was 30, about 4 years ago. And that just totally just like woke me up to the realness of my life. And it was the first time that I really experienced death. And after that, just my life has never been the same. I left my corporate job 6 months later, sold everything that I owned, lived out of a suitcase for 2.5 years, and just traveled the world, and worked with some really amazing teachers, and started, you know, hosting meetups for entrepreneurs, and just my life just became really awesome in a short period of time. But the big thing that I noticed was as I traveled, as I held, you know, happy hours and meetups for entrepreneurs and really got into the scene of like internet marketing, which is the space that I work in now, I heard a lot of the same things all the time from men. You know, things like, man, I just don't really, you know, have any real friends anymore. Or, you know, a man would tell me, you know, something that he was either ashamed of or sort of afraid to share, and he'd say, "Wow, I'd never share that to, you know, I've never told that to anyone before." And the more that I, you know, really got deep with men, the more that I realized that a lot of men are out there just kind of suffering in isolation, and it's really not because of their fault, but just these, you know, these societal norms. Like,
I love
men
that.
Don't answer.
I love that you're doing this, because one of my things in life is that we've done such a great job empowering women that we've forgotten how to raise boys now. I think what you're doing is a great way to help men find their place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And
I just think that there's so much to this. We're going to keep Mike with us for a while, because I think this is worth exploration. I want Molly and Jennifer and you to hear, no matter which side of the table you're on, what it is that this is about, because it's an important step for all of us, I think, no matter what our age. 21 after, Mike Krustowski is here from the School for Men on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Rotosky is here with us. He's a coach for men, runs the school for men. Mike, the ladies on the program, Jennifer and Molly, both have gone to the website to find out more because they're intrigued already. We've had a 5 or 6 minute conversation, and Molly said that there wasn't much there that she could easily find. Is that by design?
Yeah. I mean, right now it's the first year that we created the school for men, because I used to run just a private coaching practice.
Right.
So this is the first year that we created it. So there is not as much there as there will be in the future.
So works in progress, Molly. I would tell you that having learned, and one of the things that I find important. There's a difference. And I think I said this to you in one of our sessions, Mike. We were talking, there are a group of men that are involved in a 12-week period, and I'm one of them, and I dare say I'm the oldest, maybe by far, of the people who were there, which is kind of a shame in and of itself, because men my age have issues. Maybe it's just that I've come to the table late. I think a lot of people who get to be my age, Mike, just give up, don't they? Men, sort of most of the men that you have are in their 20s and 30s, maybe 40s. To a point, yeah.
So I mean, I really want to, salute you for lack of a better term. I mean, I have worked with men in the ages of 20s to 60s, but there aren't that many men in their 50s and 60s, because I think they fall prey to another myth, which is like, I've got it all figured out.
Right.
And I think that's something that I've heard from men. I will never have it all figured out. I mean, never. There's no way to like just truly, like, you'll never have all of your problems figured out. There's always like a next level.
One of the things that I'm learning in this coaching that's going on is how important it is to have a life without secrets. And whether that's whether you admit that to yourself, that you have things that you don't want other people to know. But if you're in a close relationship, I don't see how you can have secrets. I mean, in this circumstance, whether it's man to man and their friends, I don't know if it's, I mean, I'm not sure it's so important there, but certainly in a male-female relationship, how you can have secrets and have, you need to know that person that you've committed to, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a big piece of my message is just living a life without secrets. Because when I was younger, I was really out of integrity in a lot of my relationships. And as I've gotten older and done, you know, a lot of coaching therapy work and I've just like really dive deep into myself. Like I'm super honest about everything. And, you know, people give me the feedback a lot on my blog of, wow, like you're so real or so authentic or so vulnerable. But really, that's like the only way that I know how to interact now is just being just super honest and real about my life, whether that's to my girlfriend or my friends or my readers.
One of the things that people will say, some people listening to this will say, these guys, they're not real men. And there's that definition of real men. I think I'm a real man, right? I think you are as well. We don't have to all be on the same boat. We don't have to all look at things. I certainly, when I was Richie's age, I didn't look at any of this stuff as being necessarily important because I thought I had the world by the tail, frankly. And little did I know as I got older how I didn't. In some respects, although I didn't appreciate myself as much, and that's one of the things that having someone in your life who teaches you how to appreciate who you are, I think oftentimes that's, or at least with me, that was the wake-up call. I would like this to continue for a couple of more minutes because I want to get on a couple of more important points. So if you can hang around for a few more minutes, Mike, that would be important. Mike Krostowski, who is the men's coach and runs the School for Men, is here with us on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $1.69. More deals from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Rich McFadden and Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are here with Mike Rostowski, who is a men's coach and runs the School for Men. You can find him at his website, HROSTOSKI.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell will be with us in a few minutes, but I wanted to spend a few more minutes with Mike because what he's doing, I believe, is very important. And I said this is not a secret. As a matter of fact, I think the first conversation you and I had was about Charlotte. I think I first talked to you right after my dog had died, and I was emotional. And you said to me, what about your emotions? And I think there were other people that were involved on the call as well. And I think for those who are just joining the conversation, this approach to dealing with men's issues, in my rendering here, having been involved in it for a month or so, is getting to the core, to the root of what may be my issues. It may not be for everybody. I don't know that you're saying, Mike, that this is for everybody.
So you're, I love that you talked about emotions because, you know, so many men, we're just programmed to not cry, right? We're programmed because when we were six or seven, you know, we might have scraped your knee on the playground and we might have, you know, gone to the teacher or gone to our moms and they gave us that message of, oh, hey, you know, big boys don't cry. When really, and, crying is just a release. It's just a natural bodily release.
All right. I just had an epiphany. May I share it with you and everybody else? I just realized, listening to you, why I think anyway that I have emotions around animals. When I think I've said this on the air, Richie, to you. When my mother died, I was relieved. When my father died, I said, it's time for him to go. I didn't really, I don't know if it's grieving. or just thinking, okay, this is in the normal course of things, something that needed to happen. My mother died when she was very young, but she needed to die. And that probably sounds horrible to people, but she did. She needed to go. She needed to get out of her body because it was horrible. Her existence was awful. And so when I had no license when I was a kid, because I grew up on my own, more or less. I grew up the son of an orphan and a mother who was estranged from her mother, so there was no kindling of spirit. There was no closeness. And the only thing that I could get close to were the animals. The cows. Uh-huh. And the dogs. And so I think that there's something coming here that I have just realized. And so when I had as a kid these dogs, they were very close to me. And I remember just now being very upset about the two of them, two different, it was St. Bernard and a kind of a mutt, and then Charlotte. And we also had last year, you know that I have a dairy farm, Mike, and the... of the 500, I've raised thousands of cows over the years, and the grand dam of the herd died last year, and I was beside myself. So, there maybe is a revelation. Anyhow, but you know, this is how this works.
It's funny, Doug, because hearing you say that, when my dad died, I did not cry for him, and I thought that was strange. I was like, what is wrong with me? But he died the way he wanted to. He played golf one day, and he was gone 4 days later. So I was like, you know what? And he didn't go through the 6 or 8 months that they told him he had to. But when my dog died, I was a mess.
Yes, I remember.
I was an absolute mess.
Yep. Yeah. And so we have permission, Richie, as men, to be upset about that. And Mike, you jump in here if you feel to. We have permission to feel that way about the animals because I at least have allowed myself to be me with the animals. Mike?
Well, and they allow that, though. Animals allow that. Animals don't have all the human stuff, what you should be, what you shouldn't be, using your emotions against you, using love for anything. There's no manipulation like there is in the human world with animals. Animals allow us to love. They love purely. They love freely. And that's why we can let all of our guards down and be who we really are and love completely without any of that. I mean, don't you think?
Mike?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much exactly what I was going to say. I love that you used the word permission, because that's such a big piece of my work. Is I want to give men permission to experience all of the wonders of life, which involves, you know, being connected to your emotions, which involves, you know, just like being in a really deep, you know, deep, powerful relationship with a lot of intimacy that comes from, you know, telling the truth and having courageous conversations and being able to kind of talk through things. And
but that brings itself, that's the essence of why men have trouble, maybe women as well. I don't think this is exclusively for men, but the idea here, what brought me around to this is trying to figure out how it is that I seem to keep sabotaging a relationship that I want to have. And, you know, digging into all of this stuff brings that stuff up and out so that you see it. And then you have the collaboration of others who may have been there and done that, and they can help you to fix the stuff. Because why would you not want to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I totally agree. Most of my previous relationship issues were all due to like just funny, you know, funny patterning stuff with my mom and just, you know, things that I heard when I was young about like what being a man is and just, you know, real codependent relationships with women and, you know, having to lie to my parents when I was young. And, you know, just all of the stuff that when you're a kid, you really have no choice but to take these on as truths, you know, things that you hear from parents or teachers. But as we get older, then we can really start to take the process of inquiry to our beliefs and think, did this belief actually serve me anymore, and then essentially kind of like reprogram your brain, just like you can reprogram a computer with an operating system that serves for having deeper relationships and more financial abundance and greater levels of success, instead of, you know, playing small and just playing the script that our, you know, parents, peers, professors, or, you know, pastors.
My father always said to me, be satisfied with what you have. I've never been satisfied with what I had in my life. And so that was probably one of the things that one wants to, you try to break away from these sorts of things. All right, so this is very instructive, and I wanted to give people a primer, not only because I am finding this worthwhile. Oftentimes I find when I'm talking about something on the air that is worthwhile, I want to have more people benefit. There are some people who will think this is cool. Other people think this is hogwash. That's up to you. You figure it out on your own. I'm just giving you the information, and so is Mike. So I would send you again to Mike Hrotoski's website, HROSTOSKI.com, and the School for Men. Mike, good to have you here. Thank you for opening up our minds and our ears a little bit to some stuff that needs consideration. Mike Hrotoski here on Good Day. Dr. Jack, back up next on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are about what's going on in the world, but there are so many different things going on in the world. It isn't just the news. It's what is going on with you, and how is it that we can help? I think we're all here to help one way or another. I give you ideas and suggestions. The experts that we have, medical experts like Dr. Jack Stockwell here with me now, who is a noted Nuka chiropractor. He's the author of the Forbidden Doctor podcasts, 18,000 downloads, 12 different episodes, and the connection. You did one on hemorrhoids last week, and I and Jack heard me during the conversation earlier in the spot for the squatty potty. I have a squatty potty.
We have one, too. Mary and I have had one for several years.
See, this is the thing that most, if I say this, and I don't know if I'm sticking out my chest and saying, oh, Doug Steffen, a superhero, but
well, you are.
I can't live my life, and I haven't really, well, Richie's known me for 18, 19 years. Jennifer's known me that long, pretty much, and so, and I can't feel like I'm being authentic. I never used the word before, but I've always, I separate the private from the personal. Like, I don't really want to talk to you about what it's like for me to go to the bathroom, and I don't think a lot of people want to hear me talking about what's going to love, and I don't want to talk about my love.
You know, I'm actually weirdly curious.
Are you really?
Wait a second. This is really important, because there are a lot of people that want to hear about this,
really?
Because the most searched topic in the health area on Google for several years now has been hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Okay. People want to know about this. What are they going to do about this? And younger people are getting them.
Yeah. But see, when you were listening to my conversation with Mike Krestoski, you were talking with me in email form of what was going on with you and your wife, Mary, and how it is that so many people want to stay away from these things. It doesn't have to be public, private, personal. But the only reason I bring it up is because there is so much of this in the world between men and women. Some women, like Jennifer, hasn't found her mate yet, so she hasn't gotten there yet. Molly hasn't been married, but has had some good relationships and probably some bad ones. Kenny, of all of us, and Richie too, both have happy marriages based on probably some of the same stuff. I would say you have a happy marriage, but I bet you each one of you, Kenny, Richie, Jack, have issues with your partner. Sometimes they are easy to figure out and work on. Sometimes they are not. But it's learning how to work on those things. And that was my... I ran away from the issues. That's why I'm embracing this sort of thing, because you can't fix anything if you don't deal with it.
Well, it's all about connectedness, oneness, and value.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us will judge our own personal value in the into what kind of relationships we have with other people. If we're accepted, we think we have value. If we're not accepted, then we question our own value, and we run off to something else, some cave in the mountain somewhere, in order to reestablish some sense of value, when the value has been there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a value with self, and you have to have that relationship with self first, where you know your value is intact, and that nothing you have ever done, nothing you could ever do, could ever touch that eternal value that's deep inside yourself. And when you can get to that point, the opinions, the judgments, the arguments of other people that you're just not quite enough fall on deaf ears, because you know that you are.
Right.
And then you're safe to have a relationship with somebody else who understands their own internal value, and you don't need to be competing and fighting for number one.
Yeah.
Because you both are content with yourself.
Yeah.
And Mary's taught me that.
Yeah. Well, Mary's
connection with self.
Yeah, I could. Yes. Mary's a good teacher. All right, I've got 60 seconds on hemorrhoids, which is last week's feature on the Forbidden Doctor podcast.
It's a congested liver. Because of the processed foods that we're eating now, the liver just simply gets backed up, and the portal vein system that is bringing blood into the liver simply gets backed up because of congestion, and because you hardly ever see hemorrhoids above the waist. They're almost always from your bottom down to your legs. It's because gravity is pulling that that blood supply that's not returning as fast and quickly to the liver as it should. And so you get these distended veins. Collinsonia root, something was discovered by the king's botanist back in the 1600s. He took it back to England because the American Indian was using it for bruises and for dislocations and for injuries. Well, they didn't have any hemorrhoids because they were so healthy. But when he took these plants back to England because of their rich processed diet, suddenly everybody's reporting. ForbiddenDoctor.com, it's the last week's episode. You can hear it for free. Plenty of downloads, what to do about it.
And if you have hemorrhoids, get a squatty potty. 51
That'll
out.
Help.
On Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The Star Trek theme in the background, Michael, is it Giacchino? I'm not sure that that was. I know it's a Hollywood Studio Symphony. Star Trek, number one movie during this week in 2009. And so, how many of you remember? Listen and see what you remember about it.
This is disease and danger, and darkness and silence. Well, I had to break this stupid social thing operates in space. Well, got nowhere else to go. It's wiped the whole damn planet with force.
That was Chris Pine, I think, Chucker, wasn't it?
And yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah, I can hardly hear him, Richie. I don't know, for whatever reason, can we hear him? You got one more clip from this?
So, you're dead, you're studying, what's your focus?
You know linguistics, you have no idea what that means.
Study of alien languages, morphology, phonology, syntax. He's got a talented tongue.
All right. So has Chris Pine come of age playing this role? A lot of people were not happy that he was the next person in line to play Commander Kirk, Captain Kirk. But he seems to have come of age as an actor. You agree?
I like him. I like him a lot. I mean, they try to even use him in the what franchise is that? With Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, the Jack Ryan franchise.
Oh yeah,
right.
But that movie didn't make enough money to warrant another one. But I like him. I think he's a good lead. I think he's a good lead. I think a lot of these young actors have dug what they call the man boy look. Which pigeonholes them a little bit. It's just the way actors are now. You don't have that. Like, it's sort of like William Shatner had that different type of. That was a man. And Pine is more like, sort of like a man boy.
Yeah, and he has that look about him.
Boyish, yeah.
Yeah, that boyish
look. Boyish. A lot of actors in the business now have that boyish look.
Right.
It's a different type of feel. But you know, as iconic as Leonard Nimoy was as Spock, I mean, that's undeniable. Zachary Quinto is a really good Spock in these new movies, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seems to rise to the occasion, if you will. All right, so Chuck has got movie news for us in a moment. This is Good Day.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid on SKU 84-60-30 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
All right, so Chucker, movie news time. What do we have?
First off, Doug, Lionsgate's announced that they're going to make a sequel from their hit, well-reviewed action movie, John Wick, which starred actor Keanu Reeves. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good, pretty violent, though. But it gives Reeves a new franchise property.
Why do you like those violent movies? What is there about them that appeals to you?
Well, it depends on what type of violence it is, but...
Well, you liked The Equalizer. I wanted to like it. I wanted to go see it, but everything that I heard about it made me not want to go see it.
But it was pretty violent.
Yeah. See, I don't want to see that stuff. Yeah,
actually, I'm glad you brought that up because just last week they announced that they're going to do a sequel to The Equalizer, which gives Denzel Washington another chance to play that role. I think what they call a B action movie is always going to be around, and when you attach really good actors to the material, I think it elevates it to a higher level.
I mean, you look at the foolishness that went on in the one of those three movies with Stallone and Schwarzenegger and
Expendables.
The Expendables, and as much as there was violence in it, it's kind of like foolishness, and maybe it numbs us to it.
There's more hardcore violence in it than there's what they call cartoon violence.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Here's something you might like, Doug. Actress Celia Ward will play the President of the United States in the Independence Day sequel. Now, Bill Pullman, who played the president in the original, will be around as just his presidency will long been gone. I like her. She worked with the director Roland Emmerich in The Day After Tomorrow with Dennis Quaid. That's probably why he liked to work and cast her in this role.
Yeah,
she's been around for a long time and has been a good actor.
Yeah, she's staple. You know what you're going to get with her. Yeah, I think that's her. Remember her sisters. I think that's how she got started. 59 after the hour. Chuck Curry is always here with us on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.